lost in traffic. They call me a survivor of sex trafficking in the newspaper. Survivor? True, I no longer am in Coakley's power, the dude I met outside the medical center where I was treated for an OD. He hired me to work as a receptionist at one of his massage parlors, then blackmailed me to turn tricks, where he turned me back into the cops. Besides, I relied on him for my food, my clothing, a place to stay. Some of the girls, the immigrants, he threatened turning them in, saying he could get them deported, and we were all ashamed in some way. He said he'd show videotapes to our relatives, us engaged in sex acts. Sometimes it was one after the other, all night long. Or he'd send them to the social services, have the kids taken away. At least I didn't have any kids, just my mom and dad, which was bad enough. He photographed some of us, too, for online ads to lure more customers. Coakley? He got 7 years when they busted him. I testified all right, but I haven't survived anything. I still wake up nights sweating from those dreams, screaming, crying, punching the air.